In this second part of a four-part interview series, Glenn Neely discusses when and how the U.S. will enter a significant deflationary period, the impact that will have on gold and the value of the dollar, and just how bad things are likely to get in the next few years.
Well, Glenn, thank you for your long answer here. And I have a question that, well, it's very detailed, and I appreciate it. But I have a question in terms of, it sounds like your explanation pointing that the worst has not come yet.
We haven't gone through the real deflation yet. I think we may have some early signs of it, but because of what the Fed has done and because the trend is not actually finished, and maybe because of international countries that are still in their boom phase or just finishing their boom phase, that it's, you know, as an aggregate whole, we haven't quite reached the peak of that point where deflation can actually begin on a worldwide basis.
So what you're saying is, when it does happen, basically Federal Reserve will run out of bullet, and
right,
the real deflation is going to happen, and the stock market
right
is going to crash again.
That doesn't mean the stock market's going to crash. Depending on how it takes place, it doesn't mean the stock market's going to crash. The value of each dollar will be worth more. So how that impacts the stock market is a little hard to say and a little complicated, but wage structure definitely indicates the stock market's generally going to be going sideways or down for the next probably 2, 3, 4 years. That doesn't mean we're going to crash. I definitely do not believe in any kind of crash scenario. We had the crash in 2008. That's probably the worst we're going to see, and it's not going to get any worse than that. But we will have another downtrend, which should begin sometime. It may have already started as of the most recent high. I think it was in June or July, where the most recent high took place. And so from that point forward, we're probably going to be going sideways or down in the stock market. But just because you have deflation doesn't mean you get a stock market crash.
I see. But the commodity will end up crashing, though, right?
Right.
Because they are so pegged to the dollar. So.
Well, based on gold, gold market should go through a very large, dramatic downturn for many reasons. You know, anytime something is too popular, it always eventually becomes less popular. So gold's pretty popular at this point. It's been the talk of the town for a long time. It's gone up from $250 up to $1,600, that's quite an explosive, you know, move. And so just a normal reaction would be probably down to 1,000, and that would shock a lot of people. And based on wage structure, it's actually going to be more like 500 or 600 over so many years. It's hard to say the time frame right now, but it could be within 5 years we could drop down to $500 in the gold market. That's a pretty significant drop in the value of gold in relation to the value of the dollar. So that suggests the dollar is going to go up quite a bit, and as a result, gold is going to change its relative value to the dollar. Remember, gold is not really moving around in value much. It's the dollar that's changing its value, and that reflects in the price of gold. It's an unfortunate part of a paper money system that most people don't quite understand. You know, when you look at a dollar, you see a number one, or you look at a $100 bill, you see a 100, and so you think that that's the stable amount and everything else around you is changing. But what's really changing is the value of that paper that you have in your hand. The numbers are relatively meaningless. It's how it relates to other commodities and other products that it decides how much that dollar is actually worth. So it's sort of sad, but that's just the way it works. And if you took a certain amount of gold, say an ounce of gold, gold can't be created, and it's an indestructible element, unlike almost anything else in nature. It's beautiful. It has incredible industrial value. It can always be reclaimed, almost like water. So the same amount of gold has existed on the earth for as long as man has been around. But the same amount of dollars and paper has changed all over the map, and that's what causes the change in the value of gold as it relates to the number of dollars in circulation. So it's not gold that's changing, it's the dollar that's changing.
I see. So you believe that we will have another leg down. How do you feel about, will we trade to test the March 2009 low and break it? Or at this point, based on the wage structure, you think that we might get close to it but not really breaking it?
It's indeterminable right now, but the probabilities are pretty high we will not break the 2009 low. And that's going to hold, pretty good chance it's going to hold for the rest of my life. But you know, there's a slight chance it could break it, but generally speaking, the low in 2009 is about as bad as it's going to get, about as far down as the stock market should go for the rest of my life, give or take, you know, a few points, a few percentage points.